is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 12th of May, 2017. It was on this date in 1215, England's barons delivered an ultimatum to King John, which led to the Magna Carta. He had taxed the barons and the church heavily to fund the Third Crusade, pay for unsuccessful wars, and so they brought him this document, which would limit the absolute power of the monarchy and pave the way for the formation of Parliament. It said, among other things, no free man shall be arrested or imprisoned or deprived of his property or outlawed or exiled or in any way destroyed, nor shall we go against him or send against him unless by legal judgment of his peers or by the law of the land. It's the birthday of Edward Lear, born in the London suburb of Holloway, 1812, the 20th of 21 children, suffered from epilepsy, suffered frequent bouts of depression, and came out with his book of nonsense, silly stories, verses, limericks, including The Owl and the Pussycat. It was on this day, 1908, Nathan B. Stubblefield of Murray, Kentucky, patented his wireless radio broadcasting system, which allowed for the use of short-distance mobile wireless telephone devices. It was not commercially successful, but it got other people interested. It's the birthday of the poet Dante Gabriel Rossetti, London, 1828, who kept a zoo in his backyard with wombats, owls, woodchucks, parrots, peacocks, rabbits, kangaroos, wallabies, and a Brahmin bull. In 1871, a critic attacked Rossetti's poetry, and Rossetti was so affected by the criticism that he sank into a deep depression and into drug addiction, died a few years later. It's the birthday of the novelist and poet Rosalind Bram, Philadelphia, author of Tender Mercies and Half a Heart, who said, "I still write for the same reason I wrote when I was 9 years old, to speak more perfectly than I really can to a listener more perfect than any I know." Writing, getting something down on the page, is the gratification that I have trouble postponing. Here's a poem for today by Twyla M. Hansen, Moonrise, Aurora, Nebraska. No Ansel Adams, but the snapshots we captured through the open car window on our 8-megapixel cell phones on the side of the road, off an exit ramp, as truck taillights streaked eastbound opposite the Earth's rotation, in startling calm that evening, a mere dot glow above dun fields. Look, life is like this, filled with moments of meaning, paid attention to or not, but we tried, we lingered, and sure enough, it is here, looming in memory mind, the fat orange ball above horizon, inching up into blank navy air, the full moon in early spring we drove toward in silence. Moonrise, Aurora, Nebraska by Twyla M. Hansen from Rock Tree Bird, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.